This is a recording of the October 7, 2019 Operations Committee meeting to convene at the Chugach Boardroom at 5 p.m.
And I'm going to start with a roll call. In the room, I have Director Crawford, Director Hollis, and myself that are on the Operations Committee, and I have Director Morse, who's sitting in, and then on the phone, I believe we have Director Reeves, who's on the Operations Committee, and did I miss anyone?
Jim Henderson, I'm...
Okay. Director Henderson has also attended, and I believe that's everyone. We'll start with an approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda as written. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, let's take a vote. All in favor of approving the agenda as written, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? And the agenda passes as written. The second item is approval of the minutes from the last meeting, July 10th, 2019. I hope everybody's had a chance to review them. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I will move to approve the July 10th, 2019 minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the July 10th, 2019 meeting minutes. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes as written for July 10th, 2019 for the Operations Committee meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the minutes as written is passed. There's no persons to be heard that I'm aware of. And the next item on is new business, but before we start new business, I am going to have us recess for just a minute to get food because Connie told us to get food and figured we should get it before we start. Any problem? All right, grab your food, everyone, come out of recess.
Right. Well, we had kind of a last minute project come up and I thought it was good just to give the board a heads up. This is where we had a routine project, and when we go through these projects, you never really know what you're going to get into until you get into it. And so what we found out, there was a little more work than what we anticipated, and it moves the project for Chugach over $1 million. And then, of course, when we do that, we need board approval. So we're here to kind of give you a heads up, and then we'll take a vote on this on the at the 24th board meeting later this month. So with that, I'll turn it over to Paul.
Yeah, for those of you, just a little background on Houghton there, it's the jointly owned project with MEA and MLMP. We're 30% owner. MLMP is the 56% owner, actually 16/30 is the way it's written. I can put out 44 megawatts, but it's hydraulically limited to 40 megawatts. Our 30% share would be 12 megawatts. But it's a renewable asset, water. And roughly every 10 years, we do major maintenance on one of these units. And much like your car, if you're doing something significant when you bring in, occasionally something is found that needs to be done that wasn't obvious up front. That's kind of where we're at. So in terms of timeliness, we put it on this meeting. Now, Mike Brody, senior manager of environmental engineering. He's recently taken the job managing Peking and Hydro. He's our Clutton Operating Committee representative. So we manage this plant with an operating committee. It's actually defined in what's Appendix E of a 1996 transition agreement that we all agreed to. But anyway, so we manage it by a committee. Maintenance is performed by MLMP. Operations are performed by Chugach Electric. And so I'm going to let Mike describe what was found here while we're in this overhaul and what its impact would be and what we're really asking you to do.
Thank you. We just wanted to just kind of what Lee had mentioned. Every 10 years, this, I believe it was about 10 years ago when the last one was done on Unit 2. Unit 1 was done in 2017 and 18. When it was done, it went a little bit over budget, and it was about $2.5 million for what they did. So setting a budget for Unit 2 was they looked back and said, okay, we're going to do everything we did in Unit 1. Now they're heavy into this Unit 2, and they've realized going back further, particularly this the picture here is the ball valve. They found that that needs to be repaired. That's about 48,000 pounds, has to be shipped to Louisiana to make the repairs on it. That was not included in the budget. So we've come up, and MLMP added it all up. It was about an additional $1 million of extra items that they had to on top of the original $2.5 million budget that they put for.
So just to give you a little orientation here is we have our tunnel essentially coming in the left, and it goes down a steel penstock and comes into the plant, and so that's roughly a 66-inch pipe going through this gate valve. Butterfly valve is how we describe it. It's basically a big gate and swings open. And so if you go to the plant right now, where all those bolts are, that's taken out, and we have a couple end bells stuck in there, and that's a safety mechanism. But essentially, it's a big, heavy piece, and so you have machine surfaces on both ends that need to go out to a facility that can do precision buildup of the material on various parts of that and remachine it to, you know, tight tolerances and then ship it back. The whole thing. It's about 4 months to fix, but it's about a month each way to ship it down there. And so this could be 6 months to do all this after the word go.
So when I was talking originally, that the original contract value was $2.5 million. That's the total of all three partners in the deal. Chigat share is that 9/30. That was what, prior to us purchasing the plant, that the plant was available. It used to be 30 megawatts. Chugach historically bought 9 of those 30 megawatts. So that's where our 30% share comes from. So our 30% was $750,000, which we approved in the 2019 budget. MLMP has just come to us, said they need this additional $1 million, and Chugach share would be about $300,000. So it's pushing it just over the $1 million mark as far as Chugach is concerned. Down below that, I've kind of just identified, they've broken out the additional parts that they found that needed to be repaired and the costs that's associated with it. A lot of that is shipping costs, shipping between Anchorage and Louisiana, where it is to get repaired. MLMP, on the budget when they first, on the project when they first put this out, it was bid through the municipality of Anchorage. So, they were, American Hydro won the bid. They were the low bidder. For these additional change orders, it was significant enough. They invited several other people to participate in the rebuilding of these, and only American Hydro participated in that. So that's where these costs have come from. Paul had mentioned the schedule. We started in July of this year. It was forecast to be 237 days, which was exactly what Unit 1 was. A year ago, thought it had some pretty good history, which would be March 1st. The butterfly valve itself takes 120 days, not including transportation. So even if it was approved today, it would be hard to make that March 1 date. I think the thing that's going to really hold up is once Chugach approves, once MEA approves, then the MLMP has to go before the municipality of Anchorage, the assembly, to get their approval. They have to meet their calendar, so that's going to be pushing the schedule. So until that approval, we won't know what the schedule is. As with any project, just like to point out the safety. There's no incidents to date on this project, and that's all we really had to bring to you today.
Right.
Hector Holt.
Does this affect production?
Our production? It does in the sense of one unit is down. And for example, we're very close to spilling, probably within less than an inch. And if we had a second unit, we would have operated it. And therein, it would have affected production in that way. The one time we spilled in 2012 and 2013, 2012 was a high water year, storms in September, if you recall, a big one. 2013 started with a high level of water, and it also had a reasonably high level of water, or amount of water in the year, but a notable reason for why we spilled was we weren't able to get the water down to a relatively low level early in the season. So in that regard, it could affect us going forward. Right. Otherwise, from a capacity standpoint, you just, you know, whacked half that capacity off.
Any other questions from the board? I guess, once more, what's the expected date that this would be repaired and back in service? Are we saying wild guess?
March. March. We think it could be up to several months beyond that at this point.
Well, let's go to the assembly.
Right.
So let's just say it gets the okay the 1st of November or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And then you're probably looking at 6 months.
Right.
So okay. This will become the critical path as I see it.
Okay. Super. Well, thank you.
I have a
question. Oh. Director Reeves, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I wonder if this affects, at least in even a minimal way, the acquisition agreement, since paying a fixed price for anticipated delivery of energy from Eklutna, and Eklutna is not going to be operating after the closing for some time. And I'm wondering if we should have some provision in the PSA to adjust for that. And then I'm kind of wondering, scratching my head, does this mean we're paying twice? I mean, we must have put some kind of a value in the negotiations for Eklutna, and we were assuming it was functioning, and now we're paying that value, plus we're paying to repair it. I understand we're not buying Eklutna. That may be the answer. We're not buying anything or acquiring any of the assets at Eklutna. But it just seems odd to me that we calculated some value in the transaction. Now the thing isn't working, and we're going to be paying to repair it. So I just like your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think really what we've got is in the APA, we're responsible for, you know, maintaining the unit and providing whatever capital is required in addition to the PPA amount. So really in this regard, there's nothing different with this new information than what would happen under two separate utilities. So the amount that we'll pay to do our repairs, at this point, MLMP will be making those cost. So we'll pay our percentage, and MLMP will pay their percentage. So it doesn't really change with the acquisition. On the energy level, as long as we don't have any spilled energy, we do lose the capacity of the one unit, but we still get all the energy. It'll just be run with one generator rather than two. So we should not receive a diminished amount of energy. It's just that it will take maybe a little bit longer to get that energy out rather than having two units running. But through the winter months where you're not seeing inflows, that shouldn't be an issue. And I don't know, Paul, you can.
Yeah, I was just highlighting there's potentially if we didn't have enough flows, we might spill next year and represent some loss. Generally, that's not a very significant amount of energy. I don't expect that to happen. What we're losing by having one unit out potentially a couple months longer than scheduled is the capacity, but not the energy part of that.
Any other questions? Director Hollis?
Can you remind me who's, once we close, who's responsible for maintenance at that point?
Chugach will be, MLMP is the maintainer at this point, will assume that role, so Chugach will be the maintainer after the acquisition.
So there may be some contract issues or something to transfer the remainder to finish this up if it goes beyond the closing date, correct?
So remember, so the it's the same people. I mean, so MLMP is doing the maintenance construction right now on this unit. So when we take over, it'll be the same people. It'll just be working for Chugach rather than MLMP.
And from an accrual perspective in terms of costs, essentially all the costs will be accrued by that point in time.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, guys. So the next item is executive session. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to, one, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and two, discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, let's call for a vote. All in favor of going into executive session, signify by saying aye.
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 We are now in executive session. We're done with that. And the last item is director comments. And I'm going to start with people on the phone, if anyone's still on there. Director Reeves, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
And now we can't.
It was really helpful to go through the information. It was sort of painful, but I really appreciate the thoughtful presentation. It's going to help us on the 24th.
All right. Director Chastain, are you still on? Hopefully you're having fun on your vacation. Director Henderson, do you have any comments?
Yeah, this is Jim. You know, I think the information is starting, this whole thing is starting to coalesce into a observable entity. Before, it was lots and lots of pieces, which sometimes were a little difficult to keep track of. I have to thank everybody for making every effort. I think they've been as transparent as absolutely possible. And maybe for me, some of the difficulties was just trying to keep all the pieces corralled. But those pieces are starting to come together, and there's still some issues that I certainly show some discomfort with. I know that everybody will make every effort to increase that comfort level. I do really appreciate anything that people do. So let's keep going, even though everybody's starting to wear tired or getting tired and tired. So thanks a million.
All right. Director Crawford?
When Arthur made his opening statement that this was all positive, I wasn't real sure if he meant it was positive, more positive than if nobody had ever intervened, or if it was just positive from what the outcome after the interveners were. As I listened, I got more comfortable that it was It was an overall positive for Chugach's people. I hope that I understood that and that is right. It's really out of my skill set to know. I don't have a whole lot to compare to in the rest of my experience. So I've trusted you folks, and I continue to trust you. I hope you that it really is an overall positive.
Director Morse.
Sure. I want to thank our fellow directors who are in different time zones and hanging with us until the end. I think that shows how dedicated the board is, and I totally appreciate that. I know what that feels like. I continue to be impressed with the agility, flexibility, and diligence for which we meet with the RCA and tweak and tweak and tweak. I think we have gotten it tighter and tighter, and I think it's moving in the right direction always, so I appreciate that. It doesn't really feel like we go backwards, except maybe on the timeline. And so I think that's really amazing work and continued work. I mean, I know it's a continued stressor. And I also think that, you know, moving right ahead like a freight train is going to be implementation and the cost there. So I appreciate that we're talking about that now and paying attention to that now. And everybody knows there's more to come there. And that's where all of our attention is going to go next. So I'm excited about those conversations. And excited to get this all underway.
Director Hollis.
Director Morris, I think you hit the nail on the head on what I was going to say, and I really appreciate the flexibility and the ability to move and change to make this deal go through. And, you know, we all recognize the amount of work stress, hours you're putting in. We appreciate that. We've said it before, but I want to say it again. I mean, you guys are doing an amazing job. And to come to the board and explain these very complicated issues that you're dealing with to us so we can at least have a reasonable understanding of it is so much appreciated. So thank you all. Lee, all you and all your team.
Lee, do you have any comments you
want? No, I really appreciate the board. I know we don't get things to you as quick as we would like sometimes, but I just, you know, things are moving fast. I really appreciate your patience and listening and asking good questions, and things are moving forward. We feel very, very good about, you know, what's taking place, and I think it is for the betterment of the deal. And I leave tomorrow. I'm going to be in Seattle for a bit, and I'll be out of pocket, but back in town probably the 23rd. But I'll be in touch. So, and I think Brian's going to be in charge while I'm gone.
You think? I hope that's known. I echo what several of the board members have said. Appreciate what I do notice all the extra time and hard work to get answers and information to the board, and I appreciate it. So with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned.